of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Talk Show. And in the studio with us also is our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. This show brought to you by O2. What did you guys say?
I was just going to say hi.
Please say hi.
Thank you.
That's Lenny, our co-host with the most. Okay. All right. So who's bringing us our show tonight? O2 Motorsports.
What?
O2 Motorsports. They are on Prestige Way off of Caterpillar. Right behind that Valero station, at the corner of Caterpillar 99, or 273, 99. And they have been in business for 30 years. They are a local small business, locally owned, by Steve and Stacey Lowry. Good folks, good service. They service Audis, Land Rovers, Volkswagens, BMWs, Mini Coopers, a lot of German cars. And they have a nice new shop there. So check them out if you need any of those.
I've heard great things about them.
So, yes.
They're awesome.
They are. And so if you'd like to call in and chime in on what we're talking about tonight, phone number is 530-605-4567. Or you can go to 96.5 FM and listen to us there. Or you can go to KCNR1460.com. And go to the live green button and listen in. Or you can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Or we can also message us on Messenger at Ask L, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews. Okay, L, what is...
You know what? We got a smorgasbord of topics tonight. Yep.
I like
so,
that.
So, yeah, we get...
A literal buffet.
We get questions on a lot of different topics, and so that's what we're going to do. We're just going to cover a lot of different topics tonight.
We have a visitor over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Liam's...
Hi, visitor.
Friend, right?
A visitor in the studio. What's the visitor's name?
Yes, what's the visitor's name?
You guys are putting me on the spot. It's scaring me.
Oh, okay.
You forgot?
It's Lex.
Oh, Lex?
Everyone knows.
Well, if she wants to come in and speak up on the subject, come on in. You're more than welcome.
Yeah, we welcome input. So, yeah, tonight we got a little bit of a...
buffet.
Yeah, topic soup tonight. Okay, topic soup. Before we get into that, you know, we have some regular listeners, faithful listeners. They are with us every week.
Every week.
And even if they're not with us, they catch up on the archives. And one of those... faithful listeners is Eric Brooker, and I'm going to shout out to him because he's literally on vacation right now and went to the store, bought headphones so that him and all of his buddies that are down doing baseball stuff in Florida, he can put his headphones in and still listen to our show.
Really?
So shout out to him.
That's awesome. Grateful for that loyalty.
Fan.
Speaking of loyal fans,
yeah,
we also have another friend of ours that is listening in tonight with her boyfriend, Patrick, Jennifer.
Jennifer Morgan. Hi, Jennifer.
Yeah, she's over in Arizona.
And Patrick.
Patrick. Yep. Was visiting Patrick. And
we have a lot of loyal ones.
Yes, and they're listening in. Hi,
Joni, who's faithful to listen in, still going through the, you know, mourning process of her losing her dad. So, just to jump back onto the topic section for tonight, some of the questions that I've gotten are, why do we attract broken men?
Because our picker's broke.
So that's the short form answer. Why do we attract broken men? And so we're going to kind of take this topic and we're going to
Why you attract them or why you go for them?
That's the distinction. That's exactly what I was going to cover because you're always going to attract who you attract. I mean, there's going to be a huge struggle with anybody, no matter what. You're going to come across people that maybe don't have things together, don't have a vision, don't have a plan,
or
maybe emotionally dysfunctional due to deeper issues.
And why do we keep attracting
these
guys?
Welcome to the Ask Elle Show. So why do we keep it? Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you know what?
Okay. go ahead.
Well, Ron wrecked it because I've been thinking about this all day, and he's right. It's not that I attract them. I'm picking them. Wow. So my my picker really is broken. And there is a huge difference. I don't even know what I attract.
And thank you. We can just move right on to point two because you guys short-formed it for me. Good job. You guys are starting to read my mind. You're a really good co-host now.
Yeah, we all think alike, I guess.
But, you know, that's the thing is that a lot of people say you attract what you are. And Lenny and I both disagree with that.
Wait a minute. That's not opposites attract.
Well, in other words, yes, opposites attract. Like you might be outgoing and an introvert, but still be dysfunctional. So a lot of people believe that you attract what you are. So, but we're disagreeing with that because you can be a wonderful, attractive, amazing, supportive, smart person, be all the great things that the opposite sex is looking for. You're still going to attract people that are broken because everybody wants to, you know, be around you, wants to be in your action, wants to be close to your great energy that you put off. So, you know, you're going to see, I guess, you know, you guys made the distinction. It's not so much that you're attracting somebody that's broken, but why are we picking the, why are we picking, the broken person? And so there's a phenomenal quote that I want to read. And it's by Dr. Shefali, and I just love this, and look her up, she's got great stuff, and she says, we get attracted to the person who recreates the emotional experience we had as children. So, if you're picking a broken person, it's the emotional, she's saying it's the emotional experience that becomes our addiction. So we're attracted to the person who's recreating the emotional experience we had as children. It's the emotional experience that is our addiction. We think that we get attracted to a person that resembles our father or mother because they say that, you know, oh, you're going to pick someone like your father. But that's not necessarily true. If you go back to your childhood and how you predominantly felt as a child growing up, what was that predominant feeling? And you think about who you have attracted, I can pretty much guarantee to you that it was to evoke that same. Now, this isn't me saying I can guarantee you this. I'm quoting Dr. Shefali. I can guarantee to you that it was to evoke the same emotional experience. And you go to the next one and the next one and the next one and the same emotional experience until, of course, she says, you change your course and awaken. So, you know, that's really the point of, you know, are we attracting broken people or are we choosing broken people?
Oh, I have
people?
A friend that chooses and, them.
Well, I can see a pattern in myself, too.
She
and
wants
it,
to fix them. Not doing a very good job. She tries, though. We can't be changed.
Are we naming names?
No, not tonight, but I think she might be listening.
I thought you were talking about me.
No, I'm teasing.
What
are my other friends?
I'm teasing. So it's going to be normal for you to come across broken people. But if you're all you're doing is coming across broken people, then that's when you have to identify with ourselves. Where's the issue here? You know, what is the issue? It's not why you keep attracting them, but what is it that keeps you entertaining them? You know, these are good questions. These are questions that are hard to ask, hard to look at, and then making the commitment to work on it. I see myself in this. If you're a person who is healed and on the path that's best for you, then you will start attracting great people as well as broken people. So you're going to attract both. But if you keep entertaining the wrong ones, that's when you have to ask yourself why. Chances are there are parts of you, like Dr. Shefali says, there are parts of you that are broken and that you haven't healed from. And again, it's not, you know, we're not saying this to beat ourselves up or beat anyone else up. It's not about that, but it's about awakening and opening our eyes to what maybe is going on in our lives and it, like what she says, you know, one of the rules of the brain is we like what's familiar. So we tend to stick with what's familiar. So it's a good place to take a break.
Yes, I think we should take a real quick break.
We'll come back. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us. Back.
Are a girl's best friend. Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Al. And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Al Talk Show. Good music in the background.
Great music.
And we also have with us in here, we have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Hello there.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
We are brought to you tonight by O2 Motorsports, a local shop for repairing cars. They work at German cars. Audis, Volvos, Land Rovers, BMWs, Mini Coopers even, and Mercedes Sprinter vans. And they're located on Prestige Avenue off of Caterpillar, right behind the Valero station on the corner there. And they have 30 years of experience. And I'm going to read real quick one of their the big strength is that this, motorsports is based on many years of experience with European vehicles. And certified training with the European car manufacturers with the help of modern analytical equipment and years of experience. The team will repair your vehicle reliably and according to the manufacturer's specifications. How about that?
Yeah. Hi. That's very important.
Yeah, it's important.
I got to make an appointment to get my VW in there before summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're listening and you'd like to chime in on what we're talking about, if you have something to say about it or if you want topic that you want to talk about that you're not hearing about tonight, call us at 530-605-4567. If you'd like to listen to us on the radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or you can go to kcnr1460.com and hit the green live button and listen in. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any one of us. Ask Al, Ron Lim, or Lenny Matthews. All right. Where were we before the break?
We were talking about why we attract broken people. And just to recap that, if you're just now joining us, we kind of broke it into two trajectories. And one is that you're really actually not, it's not so much that we're attracting broken people. We're going to attract who we attract, good and bad. But it's more about if we're choosing, or that's all we're attracting, if we're only attracting broken people into our lives, or we're choosing, repeatedly choosing broken people. So some of the reasons that we were saying about that is Dr. Schifali said that we're oftentimes recreating the emotional experience that we had as a child. And so we don't even realize it, but we choose a person to awaken that same experience until we wake up ourselves and start to make changes about it. Another point that I brought up is that one of the jobs of the brain is to stay in what's familiar, because being in what's familiar has kept us alive to this point. And some things are just familiar to us, going back to her point, that emotional experience. So we might feel safer with emotionally broken people, especially if we're feeling like, here's a point that if you're feeling like being with somebody that's broken helps you stay in a position where you can feel more valued or needed, I would say, because they're in the state that they're in. And so it allows you to have somebody that's in your life without necessarily requiring too much vulnerability of you. So the focus is on them. You're fixing them. And I'm going to admit that was something that was going on in my marriage. It was really easy for me to focus on his issues, because his issues were big and glaring, and the addiction issues. Once he got into the intervention and got sobriety and they put us through counseling, of course, I had to begin to look at my own stuff then too. So that, I didn't drag him back down the same sinkhole that we had come out of. So there's lots of different reasons why we might be engaging with people that are broken. But it really comes down to we have to go deeper and address our deeper issues and uncover the root of our problem. What is it in us that's choosing this over and over again? That's hard work. Not necessarily super comfortable. Yeah, Lenny.
There's a couple of things that come to mind for me, and that is if I am fixing someone and helping them, that makes me feel like I have value, mm-hmm. that it gives me a sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. And I am a little fixer. I'm a little codependent. I just run around and take care of people. Mm-hmm. Also, I've been in a position where I felt like I really couldn't do any better. Yeah. There's really no one better out there.
Yeah, there.
Or especially at my age, you think, gee, I'm running out of time. Maybe I should just settle for this because I don't want to grow old without a companion. Mm-hmm. So there could be lots of reasons why we pick wrong.
Yeah. And I want to go back to another quote. I posted this on Facebook, but I think it's pertinent right now that you have to be able to separate how you feel about someone from how someone makes you feel.
Huge.
So these are very different things. I may feel about someone that they're charismatic, adorable, intelligent, wise, fun. But what if they make me feel lonely or sad or anxious or stressed or unsafe or questioning my value? So then the reality of the relationship becomes, not so much what you're doing for that person or fixing that person. Now the reality is that you can think somebody's got the potential to be a god or a goddess or is a god or a goddess. But if that relationship is making you feel like you're nothing, then that's going to be your experience in the relationship. So, eye-opening quote there. So that was that's just a little summary on why we pick.
Well, with the, you mentioned the helping and fixing. So I help dozens of people.
You do.
And is that considered like trying to fix them? Or are they two different things, trying to fix somebody and trying to help them?
Well, they're not your partner, right?
No.
I think you just got a big giving heart.
Okay. I just wanted to see if there's a difference.
Well, I think what I was going to say initially is, yeah, I agree with Lenny. You've got a big heart, but also there is something intrinsic in men. You show up out of the gate as young men, as boys, wanting to make a difference, wanting to fix, wanting to matter, wanting to have a purpose, wanting to rescue and save and be a hero. Mm-hmm. So there's another layer of complexity for you. And, you know, I know you pretty well, and I've seen you really do what you can to help several different people. I've seen that come around and bite you in the butt, too. Like,
well, yeah.
You know, it costing dearly, but you seeing the potential for, okay, if we can just do this and get this person to the next level, they're going to be okay. So I think for men, it could be there's an extra layer of complication there. And for women, a lot of us are just natural nurturers. I feel my heartstrings being tugged on when I see somebody suffering.
Me too.
If they're suffering and they're struggling and they've asked for my help, and then I feel like, okay, I do have some tools in my toolkit I can throw at this situation. I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to live in my integrity and do the best of my ability. The challenge in that is crossing over the line from being helpful or, I hate the word codependent, to be honest, but I'm going to use that word, to doing it for them. So that gets blurry for me. Yeah, that gets blurry for me sometimes. And then I care and I'm nurturing and then my heart is pulled on. And so, you know, it can be complex, but there can also be deeper psychological things going on there, like we just said about it wanting to, the situation being something that is pulling us back to the emotional state we experienced as a kid. So, moving on to number two, and we're going to do a complete whiplash on topics. Maybe not. A little bit different, but like it's a topic salad. So we're shifting gears completely. And the second topic that has come up with people wanting to know, asking about, and I thought this one was kind of fun. Should a woman pursue a man? And piggyback on that one is, should a woman propose to a man? So we're going to address, should a woman pursue a man first?
Are we talking about the old days or these days?
Well, I'm just going to talk about my days. Because it's my show and my opinion.
Well,
and you're
right.
Just living. No,
old days, women would never.
Well, we're all in the same boat.
Everybody's welcome to their opinion. I'm just throwing this topic out there, but I am going to throw in my how I see it. And so I do feel like this, and I've said this before on here, men play to win. And so a man should do the pursuing, but it's not a bad thing for a woman to show interest and at least give him the idea that he has a chance of winning. And so
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's really fair.
So she should show interest.
But drag on the pant leg.
What should she do? Don't drag on. Exactly. Perfect. Once again, you're short-forming my answers. We're going to be quitting early tonight.
Stop it.
You're getting right to the point.
when we're at the last 2 minutes.
You guys are getting too good.
It's what my mom told me never to do. Don't drag on the pant leg.
That is funny. So that's good because it's how you handle the situation. So honestly, I do not in any situation ever encourage a woman to chase after any man. I don't even like the idea of a woman pursuing him, so to speak, but as far as an ongoing process to gain his interest, I don't pursue him in an ongoing process to gain his interest. However, I believe as women, we can make our interests known and make it clear. So I think we're going to break right there. And okay. We'll come back
Sounds
on this
good.
Topic yeah. in a couple of minutes.
Fun.
Okay.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be now. Where did all the blue sky?
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Gonna make a man if it takes all night.
If anybody's watching. Hi, this is
Elle. And this is Ron Lynn, co-host to the Ask Elle Show. Sorry about that. We were just out in here dancing away.
Doing the bump.
Yeah, the bump?
Yeah, they wouldn't know what
that
was.
I don't think they know what that
there
is.
There is a way for people to log on and watch our show. Oh,
don't tell them.
Video.
It might be recorded.
Oh.
And,
you're dating yourself by saying that.
Okay.
Bump. I know that.
Anyway.
All right. So you are here with the Ask Elle Show, and I am co-host Ron Lim with Elle, and our great co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Who's dating herself because I can't date anyone
else.
Oh! She's not broken.
Haven't you learned on this relationship show how to do that?
I'm practicing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so we are brought to you by tonight, the O2 Motorsports. They work on German cars. Audis, Land Rovers, Volvos, BMWs, now Mercedes Sprinter vans. They're located at the corner of Caterpillar and 99, where the Villars station is. And they have 30 years of experience, locally owned.
Family-owned.
Oh, family-owned, over 30 years experience. Now, if you would like to jump in and get on the phone, call us. We'd love to hear from you. You could even talk about anything you want, since this is a smorgasbord night.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. You can call us at 530-605-4567, or you can just listen to us at KCNR1460.com, or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us also on Messenger. We're getting those, too, to Ask L, Ron Lynn, and Lenny Matthews. So, what were we talking about?
So we're going to, if you're just tuning in, we're going to catch up briefly for, it's kind of a topic salad tonight. Our first topic was about why we attract broken people. And of course, the point we made wasn't so much that we're attracting broken people. We attract both, good and bad. If you're only attracting broken people, then that's something you need to take a look at. But it's more about who we're choosing. That choice has a lot to do with familiarity. What's familiar with us? You know, what is recreating the emotional experience we had when we were kids? We choose partners that are going to recreate that experience unless we do the work to wake up and change. So our second topic is, should a woman pursue a man? And my opinion on this is that I think it's really important for a woman to show interest. but not do the pursuing. And we did get a text in from our loyal listener, Eric, who is texting us from Florida tonight, not New York, because he's on vacation, still nice. Listening to the show.
Enjoying the weather down there, I'll bet.
I bet, yeah.
My friend Joy is there right now from yesterday. She left here yesterday, and she's on the beach. Sent me a picture of her. I told her it snowed this morning, and she's. I said, what are you doing? She goes, sent me a picture of her sitting in a bathing suit on the beach.
Okay, well, Joy, we hate you. Actually, we don't. We love her.
We love her.
But Eric says women pursuing a man can come off as if she's a little too easy to get. Okay. Men want to work for her and feel like he's the only one she wants, like he's got a unique gift.
I like that.
I like that perspective, Eric. Thank you. And I always appreciate your perspective when you text in or call
Smart
in.
Guy.
I love it because it's old-fashioned, and that's the way I was raised.
Mm-hmm. So I said before the break that I really don't encourage women to chase after a man because men typically do want to play to win. So it is, you know, good for her to at least encourage him that he has a chance if he wants to ask her out. So I think that a woman can make her interests known and make it clear.
Not pursue.
You can't expect a man, not pursue, not chase.
Not chase.
Yeah. You can't expect a man to know that you're interested and catch, as women, we have very subtle hints that we think men got the game book on. They didn't. That's a woman thing.
Interesting. I always go after the ones that I can't find or get. Right?
Do you?
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, say more about that.
The challenge, I guess.
Okay.
It's a challenge. It's like you said. It's like
chase.
I don't know if it's the chase. It's the...
Is the ones that you feel like you have a chance of winning at, or you want to see if you can win at?
It's
like a race.
The ones I don't think I have a chance with.
Oh, interesting. Well, you can always book a session with me. We'll go into that in more detail. Not on the show.
Can I get a discount since I'm your co-host?
Of course you can. You get a family discount.
Okay. What I love about that is he's not afraid to do it. He's not, even though he thinks he might not have a chance, he's not afraid to do it. Now, there are some men.
Are they broken?
Well, I don't know. I don't know yet.
I'm saying there are some men that aren't secure enough to even pursue. They feel defeated before they start. If they feel like they may not be able to win her, they won't even try.
Right. They don't want to lose.
Exactly.
And, you know, men have been rejected, thinking that a woman was giving him the hint that he could pursue and then read it wrong and then was rejected. And so sitting back and waiting for a guy that wants you bad enough that he's going to initiate, well, that may or may not work. But, you know, lots of times what we were just saying, men are just as afraid as women at approaching someone because they've been shot down or experienced rejection. When a woman shows that she has a clear interest, it does make it a lot easier for the man to engage. But again, that's different than pursuing or chasing. So you could even do something like this. Like, you know, you can offer the man your number, and then it's up to him to do the pursuing. So in a situation, you offer him the number. Obviously, if you feel safe enough doing that, you offer him the number. He can do the pursuing. He calls you. But if you exchange numbers and then you text him right away, that would be chasing.
Facts. Right, but then...
Facts. I love it. Liam speaks.
What do you say?
Facts.
Liam.
His one-syllable insertions are wonderful.
You can only get so much out of me.
Liam, you are paying attention, aren't you?
I'm half listening.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we need to get Ms. Lexi in there. Speak up.
Okay. Take the pressure off of her now. Don't overlook the need as a woman to show interest. We don't have to chase or pursue, but the least we can do is make it known that we do have an interest. And, you know, there have been times when I've done the pursuing, not very often because it's not comfortable for me, but there's a couple times when I've done the pursuing, it doesn't turn out well. It's flip-flopped. It's shifting the masculine-feminine energy.
I think that being the guy, if it's somebody pursuing you, you feel like it's not that it's a challenge. It's that you want somebody that what's the word I want to use? We talked about this a couple of times ago. But you want to feel like you're worth something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
You don't want just somebody, you know.
It's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah, which is what Eric just said. It's when he said that, you know, when women. Oh, he left us another note. Men hunt, women lure. I like that. Mm. I like that. That's
then
an interesting
I need to
decision.
Get off the hunt.
You're put your bow and arrow down, Lenny.
You need to lure.
I went to Sportsman's Warehouse and got all kinds of stuff to put on. And
yep, we'll buy some lures.
So when a woman pursues a man, what it does is it robs her, really robs us of our satisfaction of knowing that we're desirable and that the man is truly interested in her. So we lose our peace and calm around it. If we're the one doing the chasing, we lose our peace and calm around knowing that we are chosen, that we are the ones that are desired. So one of a man's core needs is to pursue. So he needs to do this because, like you're just about to say, Ron, or trying to say, is that he needs to know that you'll let him be the man. This doesn't mean that you have to sit back and do nothing. There's a right way and a wrong way to let a man know that you're interested in him.
Love is complicated, isn't it?
Yeah,
it can be.
But once
to do it right,
you know, it's complicated, but it also can be simple. Maybe. Usually. I don't know. I'm going to eat those words later, I think. So here's some ways that you can invite a man to pursue you without chasing him. I already said it's okay to give him your number, but leave the ball in his court. Don't fish for a date. Another way to do it is, and this is authentic and genuine, you ask a question. If there's a conversation happening, ask a question. Show interest. That's going to initiate more conversation. He'll let you know. He'll either want that conversation over or he'll want the conversation to continue, and there'll be an opportunity for you to, through questions, let him know you're interested. But you can make, and here's another way I tell this to women. If it's somebody that's in the same room with you and you're interested and he looks at you and you look back, you know, just count for 3 to 5 seconds and smile. Yeah, just look at him and smile. Then you're opening up space for him to approach. If he doesn't, no harm, no foul. Nobody's embarrassed. All you've done is smile and looked good. But if he's in a crowded room with you and he's walked away and excused himself, do not follow him. That's obvious, but I think that's something I would have done when I was younger, like 15 or 16. Another thing you can do is give him a compliment. If you give him a compliment, that's creating an opening. Again, no harm, no foul. You know.
We like compliments.
Yeah, give him a compliment. It's creating an opening that feels safe for him to then begin the pursuit. Piggybacking on that was another question that we got. Should a woman be the one to propose? And, my knee-jerk reaction to that is no.
Never.
Hard no.
Never.
However, I do have a friend, let me go into reason why I'm saying no first. And the reason is that when a man is ready and wants to marry, you're gonna know it. You're gonna know it. He's going to let you know. You do not have to be the one to propose to him. He's already looking to make that commitment with you. When a man is ready, he's ready. There's nothing you can do to make a man ready. If he tells you he's not ready, doesn't mean you can't be in a committed relationship. It just means he's not ready.
Well, you know, that reminds me of the couple that I took for a ride in the plane, scenic flight last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all really nervous, and she and I couldn't, like, figure out why the heck he was so nervous. So we're halfway in the flight on the way back from Mount Shasta, and all of a sudden he says, how much more time we got? I said, we're almost like home. He goes, okay, I got to do it now. And he whips out a ring and asks her to marry him right there on the plane. And I said to her, I said, well, how long has it been? She goes, 7 years.
Oh, he was ready.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, they were in a committed relationship, and you can have both. But when he's ready, he's going to take that initiative. He's going to go look for rings or whatever the case may be. So if you're putting yourself in the position of proposing, it's typically a sign that he's not invested as much as you are.
Okay.
To be blunt, however, yes, Lenny.
You had a question? I heard you go,
Well, she did.
Yeah,
well, all right. Is it okay, though, to ask a few questions after a really lengthy period of time? Is it okay to say, where are we go? Are you thinking future down the road with me? Let's say you've been together a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay, we will address that question. Hold on to that. And when we come back from the break, I will, we'll discuss that. Okay, thank you. Good question.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show. We're rocking out in the station today.
Got to get Lenny back.
Lenny, stop, Lenny, stop. Come back, come back.
Okay.
Now, Lenny's hard to control. When she hears music, look out.
Our co-host, baby.
And we have, and so I'm the co-host, and we have Lenny Matthews, our co-host, with the most.
If off the pole.
I wasn't going to go there.
Oh, boy. Our show is brought to you by O2 Motorsports, which is right here in Reading, owned by Stacy Lowry, local small business. They service Audis, Volvos, Land Rovers, BMWs, and Mercedes Sprinter vans, so basically German cars. They've had over 30 years of experience, great shop to go to.
Great people.
Yeah, go check them out if you have any of those cars.
Very good.
All right, so our show, if you'd like to call, we'd like to hear from you. Call us at 530-605-4567. Comment on whatever we're talking about or bring up, you know, whatever you want to talk about.
Yep.
Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com, or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
All right, so at Before the break, we had a question going on.
We
here
did,
from
but
Lenny.
Those, if any listeners are just jumping in, we are topic salad tonight, kind of all over the place. And our most recent topic was around whether or not a woman should pursue a man, and whether or not a woman should pop the question. So Lenny had a great question around whether or not a woman should pop the question. Of course, I said no, and gave my reasons.
Well, it wasn't a proposal question. The question would be, are you thinking about a future? Are we really ever going to get married? It isn't getting on a knee and saying, will you marry me? This is a question asking.
Not proposing, but.
But asking about where we're going in our future.
And when whereabouts were you thinking about going to do that? Like,
well,
3 years?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, if the guy, you've talked about it a little bit, and then all of a sudden the guy doesn't really talk about getting married anymore, what do you,
well, you were talking about the 5-year rule or something, California?
No, that's the 10-year common law. Yeah, you probably want to ask questions before that. Otherwise, you'll be splitting furniture.
Elderly. Carry on, you guys. Carry on.
Well, answer my question, would you?
I'm talking. You know, I'm just waiting for you guys to finish your show.
Well, it's always good to giggle together.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Okay.
Yes.
My thoughts on that question, Lenny's going to have
a question.
First, she's going under the table. She's laughing so hard.
I forgot.
Will you just get to it, please?
She's asking if it's going, time's going on and on and on, and he hasn't popped the question. Because before the break, we were talking about he's going to, when he's ready, he's going to ask you. You know, don't propose. When he's ready, he's going to ask. When a man's ready, he'll let you know. And Lenny's like, well, what if it's been a while and he's not letting you know? So I'm going to go back to my 3 rules for a good relationship that I don't necessarily follow.
That's good advice.
Is communication.
So transparent.
Communication. Compatibility. And chemistry.
Chemistry.
So that falls under communication. I mean, if you are in a solid committed relationship, hopefully you're having enough communication that you know where you're going or where you want to go. I mean, if it's been 3 months, come on.
No,
but if it's 6 months, usually about the 6-month mark, you're kind of wanting to know where's this headed, where, you know, doesn't necessarily mean marriage, but are, you know, but a guy will let you know because he's going to be
6 months is
inserting you into,
well, not for marriage, but like saying, do you have intent to have a serious relationship? Are we? Yeah. Is that what you're saying, Al?
I'm just saying communicate. Have a good conversation. Have a good conversation. If you can't have a good conversation about these things, reevaluate that.
Good point.
So that might be your, you know, you're broken, they're broken, you're in a broken situation that's feeling very familiar to you, to something you grew up with, and it's scary for you to ask those questions. Maybe growing up you couldn't, you weren't allowed to share your emotions, you weren't allowed to speak your mind.
Okay to-
if you're not, huh?
Would it be okay to communicate across the house with, texting to each other?
Oh, no.
Are
you kidding
that's
me?
That's a serious topic, but what's people, for dinner? Not that. That's okay.
People do that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Youngsters.
That's sad.
So
if you get to that point.
That'll be another show.
Yes.
Okay, so we've kind of covered should women propose, and I feel like women shouldn't propose, but there are exceptions, and I have a friend, this is an exception. Say the man, it's clear that the man wants to marry you, and you're putting him off, and he said, hey, I want to marry you, but for whatever reason, I have a good friend that her and her partner didn't get married for a long time. She liked her name or business name, just whatever reason. They didn't get married for a long time. And then suddenly their accountant said, and he was definitely interested in marrying her. Their accountant said, you know, it's going to be a really good tax advantage for you guys if you get married. So she went in and said, want to get married. So in that case, she proposed, but it was obvious that that he was going to be on board with that. So those are the exceptions to that. So we're going to move on to topic number 3 because this is probably going to be the one that takes us. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
She can short form it for you.
Yeah, I know. You guys are getting too good. I mean, So here's another one that people always ask, and I am curious to hear people's opinions on this. I'll give my opinion if I can.
What's your show?
Yeah, sometimes.
Nice of you to say that, Ron.
How do you feel about close friends of the opposite sex when you're in a relationship?
No, Ron.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to talk about that moan that just escaped from you?
Well,
I
was in a situation where I was, you know, kind of pursuing, I guess. But the pursuee didn't like the fact that I had so many, not that many, just a few female friends.
You had a lot of female friends.
Okay, a lot.
And really good ones.
And
me
really
being
good
one
ones.
Of them.
And really pretty ones.
And, yeah. Like you two, for instance.
Oh, so, go ahead and butter.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to continue on. Like, with this one, there's no definitive answer to this one, but it really depends on, my answer to this is it really depends on the dynamic. You know, are you speaking exactly. about, you have a good friend that you're talking with every single day, you're hanging out with them all the time. I would say that's a red flag number one. If the friend has a more important position than the partner, it's going to create issues in the relationship, and why would you want to do that?
Absolutely.
So, but if it's somebody that you're good friends with, you text, you talk on the phone, that friend, some people say your friends don't have to be friends with your partner, and that's true, but that should be on a, there should be a level of friendship
no,
that
absolutely.
Your friend has with
absolutely.
Your partner that they...
No, I would not like... Say you can't be with my really good friends. I'm going to go have lunch with them without you. No, I wouldn't do that.
So, it's, again, there's no definitive answer on this, but the answer is the relationship comes first. Prioritize it. Make it the most important thing, and no one else is on that inner circle. You have your inner circle with your partner. Nobody, keep that inner circle sacred. People don't come into that inner circle in the same sort of personal dynamic that you would have with your partner. If a person has an opposite sex friend and they keep this person away from their partner, that's another red flag.
That's right. My very bestie friend is listening to us now, Jennifer. Hear that, Jennifer?
Naming names.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. She didn't.
She isn't mine.
Okay. We love you, Jennifer.
You're still with Jennifer.
So it's kind of like this. If that is your friend, then it needs to be your partner's friend, too. Not
Absolutely.
Necessarily on the same level, but there
no.
has to be familiarity.
Absolutely.
They walk in your house.
I agree.
There's acknowledgement. There has to be
comfort.
A rapport there, yes. And if you're hiding that person from your partner, then you got to take a look at that. Take a look at what's going on there. Why am I hiding? Why do I feel the need to hide this person from my partner? What's going on here? There's an issue there. There's a core issue there. And these are important things to take a look at. Also, how often are you speaking with this person and interacting with that person? That's, that weighs. If it's once in a while, if it's once a week or...
Well, whatever it is what you make them just as...
Listen, if you have somebody that's your friend that you're interacting with every single day, I'm going
to
say
the partner has to have equal.
Be careful with that because good intentions can go sideways very quickly. So it's dangerous when we hold on very tightly to an opposite sex friend. It's dangerous if we're holding on too tight. And I don't mean like you can't have that friend, but if we neglect making our partner our best friend.
Exactly.
And that's ultimately why be in a partnership if your partner isn't going to be your best friend. And we'll just go on a little bit more because it's coming up to the top of the hour. That's it. We're done. Okay, that's the top of the hour. All right.
Time flies.
Please message us and let us know what you would like us to
do. Good night.
Good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.